I jumped the gun.
This is case number 10,832.
Hey, gentlemen, we have taken this case under advisement. And this is the one where the lady inherited it. We had the garage and the sheds. Mr. McCabe, how are you?
I really didn't look at it, so I can't tell you a lot about it. Don't really have a problem with it.
Mr. Workman?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. It was handed down to them. They didn't really cause it. I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Hudson?
I don't think there's a problem with it. The garage next door looks like it's awful close. I did have one thing. Susan, on the back tax map, the check marks, were those the people that were notified, or those are the people who have variances already, is it?
Where's this?
On the back of the application, the tax map.
So you got check marks on, is that people that's...
Oh, yes.
Been approved or notified?
We notified the 200 foot. That's a Colonial East Mobile Home Park behind it.
Yeah, I didn't know whether it could be where they might have already had variances or not.
Well, at this site, if you go to the immediate right, they had a lot with variance.
Thank you.
That was in 08 for the size and the lot width.
Right, and I have no problem. Oh, Mr. Mills?
I'm good with it.
All righty. Well, there's no further discussion, and everyone's seems to be on board. So here we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 10,832. I believe it meets the requirements for standards for granting a variance.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,832. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Okay.
What's happening?
That's over from Auburn. I'm sorry.